From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Just as summer seemed like it would last forever, full of light and green, the sun began to slide south and the days shortened. Leaves darken, then turn yellow, orange, red, brown, and begin to fall from their summer platforms. Grasses bloom and then go withered. In the birds' world, fall is when the second great movement takes place, as birds head for wintering places. Many species fly through, heading for parts south. Others come here to wait out winter. Rufous hummingbirds are often the first to depart, followed a few weeks later by flycatchers, and then most swallows, heading for better insect hunting areas. Warblers and other summer residents depart almost silently, here one day and the next gone. Pelicans linger, often too long, feeding on forage fish, and then fly south. Brown pelicans, or inland and south, American white pelicans. Our daily path shifts more to the tidelands, listening and looking for shorebirds passing through, tracking the arrival of winter residents. Shorebirds return first to Willapa Bay in flocks of adult males, adult females, then young. Each group flying south from the Arctic to lower latitudes in its own cohort, weeks apart. The tidelands come alive again with skittering groups of tiny birds feeding on invertebrates, hunting the best areas to wait out the highest high tides and the best feeding areas as the tide falls. Ducks arrive in mixed species flocks, then geese in huge skeins, announcing their presence with almost constant calls. As the weather cools in late fall, varied thrushes appear, coming down from their higher elevation and higher latitude summering areas. Last to arrive each year are trumpeter swans, going only as far south as the weather pushes them. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.